Welcome to Walking with the Lord. This is a quiet space where we slow down, open scripture, and learn how to stay close to God. Today, we are walking through Romans chapter 12 in a 6-day devotional journey about true worship, renewing the mind, genuine love, spiritual gifts, and Christ-like living. Romans 12 teaches us that worship is not just something we do in church. Worship is the way we live before God every single day. Day 1. Presenting your life to God. Romans 12 verse 1 says that we are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is our true and proper worship. This means worship is more than songs, church attendance, or spiritual words. Worship is the daily surrender of our lives to God. God desires every part of us. Our thoughts. Our actions. Our speech. Our desires. Our decisions. Many times, people want to give God certain areas of their lives while keeping other areas for themselves. However, true worship involves full surrender. In the Old Testament, sacrifices offered to God had to be without defect. Likewise, God calls believers to pursue holiness in every area of life. Colossians 3 reminds us that whatever we do should be done for the Lord and not merely for people. True worship is seen in the way we live daily before God and others. Day 2, renew your mind daily. Romans 12 verse 2 teaches believers not to conform to the patterns of this world but to be transformed through the renewing of the mind. The world constantly tries to shape the way we think, speak, and live. However, Scripture reminds believers that they do not belong to this world. Jesus said in John 17 verse 16, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it." Renewing the mind means allowing God's Word and the Holy Spirit to reshape the way we think. The more we remain in Christ, the more our perspective changes. We begin seeing situations differently. We begin responding differently. We begin desiring what pleases God instead of what pleases the flesh. Renewing the mind is essential for spiritual growth because transformation starts internally before it becomes visible externally. Day 3, loving others genuinely. Romans 12 teaches believers that love must be sincere. Christian love is not meant to remain only in words. It must be demonstrated through action. Believers are called to hate evil, cling to what is good, honor others above themselves, stay faithful in prayer, help those in need, and practice hospitality. Jesus said in John 13 verse 34, "Love each other as I have loved you." The way we treat people reflects the condition of our hearts. 1 John chapter 4 gives an even stronger warning. It says that whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. That is a serious statement. It reminds us that genuine love for God is revealed through how we treat others. Love is not always easy. People disappoint us. Relationships become difficult. Sometimes we are hurt deeply. However, believers are still called to reflect the grace, patience, mercy, and forgiveness of Christ. Day 4, using your spiritual gifts faithfully. Romans 12 explains that God gives different spiritual gifts to different believers according to His grace. Some are called to teach. Some encourage. Some lead. Others serve, give, or show mercy. Although the gifts differ, every gift matters. No believer is without purpose. God did not create believers to remain spiritually inactive. Every believer has a role to play within the body of Christ. Paul also reminds believers not to think too highly of themselves because spiritual gifts are not for pride or recognition. They are meant to strengthen others and glorify God. The gifts God gives us are tools for kingdom advancement. Day 5, walking in genuine love and service. Romans 12 reminds believers that love should not remain empty words. Love becomes visible when believers help others, forgive others, encourage others, remain patient during hardship, and reflect Christ in daily relationships. John 14 verse 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commands." True love for Christ will always affect the way we live and treat people. Our faith should not simply be spoken. It should be demonstrated through action. When believers love genuinely, they reflect the heart of Christ to the world around them. Day 6, Responding with Christ-like Character. Romans 12 closes by teaching believers how to respond during difficult situations. Paul tells believers to bless those who persecute them, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with others, avoid pride, refuse revenge, and overcome evil with good. These instructions are not merely rules. They are guidelines that help believers reflect God's character before the world. Many people know how to respond with kindness when life is easy. However, true spiritual maturity is often revealed in difficult moments. Paul reminds believers that vengeance belongs to God. Instead of repaying evil for evil, Christians are called to respond with humility, grace, patience, and goodness. Romans 12 ends with a powerful reminder. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. As we reflect on Romans 12, we learn that true worship is not limited to church services or spiritual activities. True worship is presenting your life fully to God, renewing your mind daily, loving people sincerely, using your gifts faithfully, serving with humility, and responding with Christ-like character. May this devotional journey encourage you to live daily as a true worshiper of God. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in His Word at walk. With the Lord.net.